George Perlis was born and raised in Detroit, where he starred in the Western High School baseball and football teams. After serving in the Army with 17 classmates, he returned to play for the legendary Duffy Doherty at Michigan State. Perlis played both offensive and defensive line until he suffered a knee injury, the kind they can fix in an afternoon these days, but career-ending 60 years ago. Leaving the field did not douse Perlis' passion for the game. He coached high school football in Chicago and Detroit, where his St. Ambrose squad won the city title. Doherty brought him back to coach at Michigan State during the 60s, a great decade for the Spartans, who claimed two Big Ten and two national titles, while mopping up on Michigan seven times. In 1972, the NFL's Pittsburgh Steelers came calling. They had been the laughingstock of the NFL since their inception in 1933, but young coach Chuck Noll had other ideas. He hired Perlis to coach the defensive line, Pittsburgh's famed Steel Curtain, and then the entire defense, featuring four future Hall of Famers like Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, and Mean Joe Green. On the strength of Perlis' defense, Pittsburgh won four Super Bowls. That same decade, the Spartans won just one Big Ten title and beat the hated Wolverines just once. They needed somebody who was as passionate about football as he was about the Spartans, and that man was George Perlis. On December 3, 1982, Michigan coach Bo Schembechler picked up his morning paper and saw the Spartans had hired Perlis. Schembechler took that paper into his staff room, slapped it on the table, and barked, "Gentlemen, our free lunch is over." He was right about that. In Perlis' second year, the Spartans knocked out a certain quarterback named Jim Harbaugh and upset Michigan 19-7. Perlis' teams would beat Michigan three more times, none sweeter than in 1990, when Michigan was the nation's top-ranked team and the Spartans were not ranked at all. Wolverine Wags called the game number one versus no one, but that's not how it played out, with the Spartans hanging on for a 28-27 upset. Perlis won two Big Ten titles. The Spartans weren't dominant, but they were competitive, very competitive. Perlis' career was not without controversy. In 1988, Schembechler looked across the field at the Spartans' massive lineman Tony Mandarich, famously called the Incredible Bulk on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Bo asked his strength coach Mike Gittleson, "Why is Mandarich twice as big as our guys?" Gittleson knew the answer: steroids. Schembechler called a friend of his at the FBI, Special Agent Greg Stayskill, who started an investigation called Equine because the steroids were made for horses. They caught Michigan State's team chemist, along with dozens of professional baseball players. Controversy followed Perlis again when he became Michigan State's athletic director in 1990. 2 years later, the trustees decided that both jobs were simply too much for one person. In 1994, Michigan State's president fired Perlis over a series of infractions, though the NCAA ultimately cleared him. Perlis was elected to the MSU Board of Trustees in 2006 and again in 2014. On his watch, former gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar was convicted of molesting 10 Spartan students, with more than 200 victims ultimately testifying against him. Today, Perlis is remembered largely as the coach who resurrected Spartan football. A congenial old-school warrior, he was loyal to his players, and they remain loyal to him. After Bo Schembechler died in 2006, I recall Perlis attending four memorial events for his old rival and close friend. It's a safe bet that Schembechler would have returned the honor this week. Perlis' life was more than you could expect from a guy whose bum knee ended his football career just as it started.